The Volkswagen scandal has brought air pollution issues back to the forefront. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Noelle Eckley-Saleen, associate professor of data systems and society and atmospheric chemistry at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, explores her research into the effects of the carmaker's pollution emissions.
Air pollution isn't just an invisible danger. Pollutants such as ozone and fine particles in the atmosphere affect people's health, leading to heart attacks, increased asthma attacks, and even death. And air pollution is still a problem here in the U.S. Figuring out how emissions of pollutants from sources such as cars and power plants behave in the air is a complex challenge. It requires mathematical models that include weather patterns and chemical reactions. These models simulate the paths that pollutants travel from tailpipes or smokestacks and reactions that can form additional pollutants. To estimate how many heart attacks or asthma attacks pollution might cause, we can use information from studies that associate concentrations with health outcomes. Take the example of the recent scandal in which Volkswagen used software to evade emissions testing for its diesel cars. These cars were found to emit a type of pollutant, nitrogen oxides, at levels 40 times those allowed by U.S. law. Nitrogen oxides react in air to produce ozone and form fine particles. We can estimate the ozone and particulate matter produced from each ton of nitrogen oxides emitted, then apply a function to calculate expected health impacts. This type of calculation suggests that 40 or more deaths may have been caused by the VW scandal. In this case, excess pollution from just one car maker caused sizable damage. But VW's unethical behavior added up to only 1% of total U.S. nitrogen oxide emissions. Taken as a whole, pollution from U.S. cars and power plants causes substantial damages every day. This remains a problem to be solved.
That was Noelle Eckley-Saleen of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
When you feel it once and you know it, so to say.